You're listening to Sound and Nick's Vision on Siren 107.3 FM.
Surely not the last time for volume 31 of Sound and Nick's Vision. We're back. Nick's back. Cat's back. How are you, Nick Elliott?
I'm absolutely wonderful, Alex. Great to see you again. It's been a long time.
Well, indeed.
I've missed you.
Today on Sound and Nick's Vision, volume 31, the roles of Ben Lewis and Sue Rice are being portrayed simultaneously by Cat.
I know, it's a big, big job.
Well done,
Kat. Someone's got to do it.
Exactly. And you will. Keep admirably with respect to that. The Rolling Stones, they're still continuing their work even today. I think they're doing a tour.
Well, terrific.
And we ask you the question, Nick, because it is your show. Why? Why did you launch with The Last Time?
Why? Well, I was just in a retro kind of place when I put this whole list together. So we've got a bit of a 60s feature on this month's show.
Music from The Kinks, The Animals, Betty Levette, The Birds, The Mamas and the Papas, Pink Floyd, Procol Harum and more.
Indeed.
And some very exciting news about some very heartwarming charity stuff you've been getting involved with recently.
Oh, I've got a lot of news, Alex, about various different things. But yeah, the charity thing, 25, which we can talk about throughout the show.
Mm. So why did you actually choose as the name of the charity something which is just 2 years younger than Cat? Well, obviously you could have gone for 27, you know.
I never thought of that. That's probably why we've come back to do this show.
It's a hard world. than these rags, I'll wear sable someday.
Because obviously that would have been the 80s, but Chas Chandler's first band from Newcastle-upon-Tyne. A little bit of Cod Geordie there coming across for our favourite listener in Italy. Yeah. The Animals, and It's My Life. Were you an Animals fan from the off? Or did
I was, actually.
House of the Rising Sun? Most
Eric
people know
Burton,
that.
Fantastic, yeah. Definitely one of those kind of defining bands for me in the 60s.
So let's not mess about. Let's talk about 25.
25. Well, yeah, it's a big project. If it all kind of comes together, as I hope it will, but it's a commemorative project that I've decided to do to mark the 25-year anniversary of the death of my poor mum, who I lost, which will be in 2 years' time through pancreatic cancer. And I wanted to do something that was actually going to make a difference and kind of, you know, be able to move things along and, you know, make people more aware of the charity, sure, of the illness. Mm-hmm. And in the process, hopefully raise 25 grand. That's the idea. So with this, I'm going to shoot 25 people, one obviously dedicated to each year. The notoriety that could be musicians, rock musicians, film stars, TV stars, whoever, which will then eventually find their way into a limited edition fine art coffee table book and hopefully a touring exhibition, which will, the first part of that we think will happen sometime November 19, which is there's a period of November each year that is dedicated to pancreatic cancer and the awareness of the illness. And, you know, it's just kind of a period in their yearly calendar that they put aside. So we're hoping to get that thing going to launch then.
So how can people support this?
Well, they can go to the website, which is, there's a dedicated website, which tells you all about it, why we're doing it, what it's about and where it's going to go, where it came from. And that's 25.life. That's 25. Dot life in words, not numbers.
Now, proving that she's been doing her wondrous stuff, as both Sue and Ben, Kat actually admitted to actually say that I'd reversed the actual running order for a moment by slipping in the Animals and It's My Life as the second piece, as opposed to the Kinks and Where Have All the Good Times Gone.
I did notice.
I thought you might, but
it's not a problem.
Yeah, but
it's not a problem.
It was one of those things where we thought, shall we swap? Shall we not swap?
It's been a long time. You've got to get back into the flow. Bikes getting on them, falling off them.
We still put it on the horse and drinking one's milk is my own personal preference for that. Would you like to introduce the next band then with Ray Davies et al?
That is the Kinks.
Obviously, they weren't particularly good in the first place. Never mind. Let's do something we've been waiting to do for 30 volumes of Sound and Nick's Vision Cat. We're going to check out Nick's authentic veracity versus his Wikipedia page.
Yeah? I love it.
Because sometimes people say, don't ignore that. It's got nothing to do with reality at all. And there are a few key questions here, one of which comes from our very own Tessa Snart, host and founder of Sound and Country Vision, which, of course, has recently celebrated one English year of joy with such wonderment. We had to have two programmes to fit in all the guests for the sort of 12-month period. And she managed to do it as well.
Did she? Yeah. Oh, goodness. Oh, well done.
Anyway, first question. Nick, were you really born in Peterborough, Cambridgeshire?
I was.
Did you really grow up? Oh, no, silly question. Of course not.
No,
Peter
Pan. Yet,
it's a Peter Pan of photography.
What are you trying to say?
Did you grow up? And were you schooled in Stanground?
I did.
Where's Stanground?
Stanground is a suburb of Peterborough, and it's kind of in between. Well, central.
Is it
Peterborough.
Anywhere near Glinton?
No, that's the other side. Oh. That's the other side.
Is Glinton the posh side?
Well, Stanground's
not the
posh side.
The other side of the tracks. Yeah, if back in the day,
I don't know if there is.
Yes,
there is a posh side of Peterborough, and that's Connor Longthorpe. That was always known as the legendary.
I see.
The legendary. If you could afford to live in Longthorpe, you'd got somewhere.
So not where you were from,
you know.
Then,
Nick. No, definitely not. No.
So you got your bling. You go to Longthorpe, but you're
not really bling. It was more kind of Ernie Wise lived in Longthorpe.
Oh, all right.
The legend that was Ernie Wise and a very good friend of mine, Edmund Hockeridge.
There we are.
The legend that was Ted Hockridge.
So, did you then leave Stangrounds to pursue a career as an editorial photographer with the East Midlands Daily Press?
I technically didn't leave Stangrounds.
Ah, you see.
Because it was actually only 5 miles up the road.
That can be a giant step forward for many a photographer now.
I suppose it could. Today it could be termed as leaving.
It's phenomenal. Let's move to Betty LeVette. Many people will not have even heard of Betty LeVette, I think. Is this some kind of tribute to Prince and Little Red Corvette?
No, not really. It's I did quite a bit of work with this lady 1 year when she did some headlining set at Cambridge Folk Festival. And she then went on to appear in my first book, 10, which was the one that was around the Cambridge Folk Festival. But the woman is just clearly, clearly class all the way.
Station every other Thursday, 8 till 10, bringing you the best local and international bands from the world of rock and metal. The Rock Train. No tracks are too heavy.
Yeah.
places, small places of
We're back with Sound of Nick's Vision, and we're continuing with this comparison between the virtual world of Nick Elliott and the real world of Nick Elliott. Did you indeed, Nick, complete training in editorial photography and move on to work in the magazine division in the EMAP group, shooting for titles including Anglian Times, The Motorcycle News and Motorcycle Racing?
I did indeed.
It's looking good so far, Kat.
Isn't it? Doing well.
And then did you leave EMAP or just move 5 miles up the road to pursue a freelance career and continue in editorial photography, being commissioned by International Publishing Corporation, IPC, for Truck Magazine, Car Magazine and Auto Car?
Well, I didn't technically move.
Easy. 5 miles. 8 miles high the birds, 5 miles in Nick Elliott's life. And again, during that time, that particular period, which we're talking about, 1970s here?
Yeah.
1970s. Did you shoot celebrity and royal stories, including Her Majesty the Queen, Princess Anne, the Duke of Bedford, Barry Sheen's win of the World 500cc Motorcycle Championship, and Dave Boy Green's British Heavyweight title attempt?
Yes.
Not too bad, really.
A lot of that outside Barry Sheen was for essentially the papers, magazines,
right.
Papers.
Right. How was Her Majesty? Did she pose for you? Did she strike the pose?
Well, they do what they need to do.
Exactly.
As they always do.
And was there a particular reason that you went for the birds, or was it just a case of you wanted that California-esque treatment?
Well, I'm sure I must have said I'm a huge fan of American music anyway, and that kind of West Coast scene, California vibe. And also,
and yet,
at the
not
time,
the Osmonds. Or a Partridge Family.
Sadly, you haven't converted
me. Or indeed the Brady Bunch. But never mind.
Goodness me, Alex.
You're going to keep going until he plays those, Alex. You know, get them one day.
You've just reminded me why I haven't been here for 4 months.
It just adds to the quality of certain things. We could open up to another show entirely and just have a cup of tea. But never mind. Let's move into the Mamas and the Papas. Mama Cass, of course, again, sadly passed away a good few years ago now, but very much part of that coastal sound and so on. Reasons for I Saw Her Again?
No particular reason, apart from, you know, I've had a lot of research, been watching a bit of Woodstock and a bit of Jimi Hendrix and all that kind of stuff, and... You know.
And you've seen Princess Anne again, and you've seen the Queen again, and you probably see Barry Sheen again, although obviously...
Unfortunately, he's dead.
Exactly.
Sadly, one of my all-time heroes.
I was just checking, Nick.
Oh,
there may well be folk who were listening earlier to the 25 piece and want to find out how they can support it actively and how they can actually have a Just Giving page and so on for 25.
Well, they can go to the website, which again is 25.life, written in words, not numbers. And there's a Just Giving page there where you can make all your donations. We obviously are trying to raise money for the charity. And so we need people to go there and pledge their money. And that particular part of it has nothing to do with me. They just go onto the website and then it goes straight through to the Just Giving page and then everything is sorted out direct to the charity. But we are also looking for companies that are interested in kind of sponsoring the whole project. It's a rather special project. So really the best thing to do is to just get in contact with Kat if anybody out there is interested.
There are many, many people in the world who would like to get in contact with Kat.
No doubt there is.
And not because she owes them money. Kat.
If they're going to talk money.
Yeah, exactly. Kat, how can they reach you?
Well, the best thing to probably do is to email me at kat@kat.uk.com.
Splendid. That's kat@kat.uk.com.
That's it.
And she'll handle it from there on in.
I certainly will.
There is a double entendre there that's begging to be said. But I shall resist. No,
move along, move along.
In the absence of here. Sir Royce, I think there's nothing, exactly, nothing to do. But I will ask Kat, so far, the Rolling Stones, the Kinks, the Animals, Betty Levette, the Byrds and the Mamas and the Papas, any of those strike you as the one that you'd say, if Sue were here, if yeah. Ben Lewis were here, because it's not were here, this
yeah.
is what I'd go.
I think, so far, I think Ben may go for the Rolling Stones. Aww. And I think Sue may have gone for a bit of the Animals.
Hmm? Arnold Lane had a strange hobby, collecting clothes.
Actually work on a sat-nav on Lane, whether you'd actually find out whether it would take you into some sort of fjord somewhere. But never mind, Procol Harum is up next. We were listening to Pink Floyd and Arnold Lane. Were you familiar with Arnold Lane, Kat?
Yes, I was, actually. Mm. Well, the song, but not the lane, specifically.
I know Arnos Grove, but that's nothing to do with Arnold Lane.
It's actually a person.
Oh.
Arnold Lane is a person.
Is that rather like Sir Seton Carew?
Sorry, no.
It's a fun thing for our northeastern listeners. They might actually sort of,
northeastern listeners.
Just outside of Hartlepool. Seton Carew. Seton Carew pet.
What? Know. That's the place.
South Shields.
That's the place. I've been to South Shields.
Yeah, well. Whoa. Have you been to North Shields?
No. Gala Shields as well.
North Shields, South Shields. Wonderful.
It's a sharp intake of breath.
Exactly.
Is he the man from Stanground?
I know the windows are dirty and buses up there.
One of these days, Kat, you'll have to take Sound and Nick's Vision on location on the railway track between Darlington and Middlesbrough, passing through such places as Allen's West and Dinsdale.
Oh, Dinsdale.
No, but don't you
live
up for that? Being a huge railway fan.
Yeah, there we are, you see. We should actually get Sound and Nick's Vision on the road.
We could take it on the choo-choo. Lovely.
Exactly. We shall work through that.
You love giving me a challenge, you guys. I love this.
I know, Kat, you'll be on the line to various train companies there saying, this is the ideal opportunity, photography and music on a train.
Fantastic.
It's a perfect opportunity. Leave it with me. It shall be done.
So, meanwhile, as we skip the light fandango and turning cartwheels across the floor, yes, Sir Royce, we're saying you, because that's what you're doing now, obviously. No, only kidding. It'll lead to people falling downstairs. Sorry. We have got Procol Harum with this classic number of The Ghostly Story and A Whiter Shade of Pale. Why? Is it because it's so resonant of 60s material, or is it just a case of it appeals to your pre-October Halloween side?
It's one of the first two singles that I bought.
Really?
Yeah, and that's why I put it in there.
I always had you pegged as a Val Doonigan Delaney's Donkey Man.
Really? Yeah, I wasn't adverse to a bit of...
Yeah. Steady, Nick. Remember, catch your PR.
Can we
give you another challenge here?
Please, no.
Work through that. You know, please, play the music. Best of virgins.
told his tale, that her face at first just ghostly turned the wider shade of fair.
What happened, Nick Elliott, in 1990? Nick Elliott's attempt at karaoke. It may work. We'll actually sort of get the engineers on it, and who knows what could happen for the next jingle. It's very good.
I didn't know ad-libbing. I got to ad-lib.
He won a third prize.
Oh, third prize in
Euro Best Advertising Awards with Publicist Campaign.
That's
if you're
it.
Not feeling too special for Sonatogen.
Yep, I did.
I never thought you were a
best
Sonatogen
use of
person,
pharmaceuticals
actually,
in press ads.
And you'd also worked with Prime Minister John Major in 1991.
Yes, I did. And his good lady wife.
Marvellous. We'll find out more snippets of Nicky goodness in Volume 32. But too much in Volume 31, and frankly, it'd be like too sugary a treat, wouldn't it, Kat?
It certainly would be.
Exactly, or even too sugary a treat. or treat. How far can you see, Nick?
Miles.
Actually, you can see to the Alpha Centauri and beyond. Billions and billions and billions of miles.
There's magic in my eyes. I can see for miles and miles and miles and miles and miles. If you think that I don't know about the little tricks you play and never see you when well, here's a poke at you. You're gonna choke on it too. You're gonna lose that smile because of the wild. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles and of my trust in you and I was so far away. I saw you holding lots of other guys and now you've got the nerve to say that you still want me. Well, that says maybe, but you gotta stand trial because all the while I can see for miles and miles. I can see for miles and miles. Right through the haze. There is a poke at you.
was your favourite member of The Who?
That would probably be actually Roger, I think.
Really?
Or, yeah, John Entwistle,
you
but
see,
then
I,
Keith Moon.
I always had you down as a, not a Roger Daltrey man, but the other chap, actually, who hasn't mentioned that.
Pete Townsend.
Yes, exactly.
But well, no. How do you choose that from a band like The Who?
Well, people had a favourite Beatle. Interestingly.
That would be easier.
Be saying, how can he actually do a 60s special and no Beatles?
Yes.
Just a thought.
No Beatles?
It's all right. Oh. So much good music to put in there. And besides, they've probably already got their 0001p from previous sort of endeavours that have come through that. So it's perfectly understandable. Have you worked with any of them? Who?
Yes, Roger.
Yes. So yeah. He's like, it's a really personal reason why he says.
Yeah, definitely.
He is your favourite.
Also does a lot for charity as well, actually.
He
teenagers.
Might actually support 25.
You never know. That'd be just lovely, wouldn't it?
Well, it would work our way through that. Love, Alone Again, or?
Fantastic. Fantastic album.
Were you familiar with this, Kat?
This sounds like a new one on me. I have to say.
Alone Again, or is the title.
Is that right?
It's not Alone Again Naturally. Gilbert O'Sullivan, 1970s. What a fine man he was. Great hair as well. Sort of like an afro cut.
Yes. Yeah,
you haven't selected any Gilbert
O'Sullivan.
It's
a good single.
Exactly. Pretty Girls.
And Get Down, which was what he used to sing initially when he sort of sang Get Down. But Alone Again, or by Love. I think they finished now. Alone Again, or by Love, and still keeping the magic going on sound. And Nick's Vision here on Siren Lincoln's first community radio station, or just Siren FM. It's all newly branded, very exciting times here. Just enough time to squeeze in two final numbers, starting off with Peter Tork, Mickey DeLenz, Davy Jones and Mike Nesmith. Don't call him Woolhat. After all, his mother invented Tippex. The band, of course, are...
Monkeys.
Thank you. Which one, Cat? Which one of the Rolling Stones, the Kinks, the Animals, Betty LeVette, the Byrds, the Mamas and the Papas, Pink Floyd, Procol Harum, the Who, Love or the Monkees would you give the number one choice to out of this dirty dozen of Nick's selection from the 60s?
There's no contest. It's the next one.
Really?
It is for me, definitely.
Dedicated for yourself as well. What are we ending the programme with, Nick?
Peter Sarsgaard.
Where do you go to, my love? Now, have you, I mean, again, I invite our friends globally to sing along with this, because when you've been bought a racehorse for Christmas and you keep it for a laugh, ha ha ha, it's got to be the number. What should we wrap up the programme with? What three words?
Keep it live.
Keep it very live.
Keep music live.
Talk like Marlene Dietrich, and you dance like Zizi Jarmet. Your clothes are all made by Balmain, and there's diamonds and pearls in your hair. Yes, there are. You live in a fancy apartment off the boulevard Saint-Michel, where you keep your Rolling Stones records and a friend of Sacha Distel. Yes, you do. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head. Yes, I do. I've seen all your qualifications you got from the Sorbonne, and the painting you stole from Picasso. Your loveliness goes on and on. Yes, it does. When you go on your summer vacation, you go to Juan-les-Pins with your carefully designed topless swimsuit. You get an even suntan on your back and on your legs, and when the snow falls, you're found in Samoritz with the others of the jet set.
and you sip your Napoleon brandy, but you never get your lips wet, no you don't. But where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Won't you tell me the thoughts that surround you? I want to look inside your head, yes I do. Your name, it is heard in high places. You know the Aga Khan. He sent you a racehorse for Christmas, and you keep it just for fun, for a laugh. They say that when you get married, it'll be to a millionaire, but they don't realize where you came from, and I wonder if they really care or give a damn. Where do you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed? Tell me the thoughts that surround you. I want to look inside your head, yes I do. I remember the back streets of Naples, two children begging in the rags, both touched with a burning ambition to shake off their lowly bone takes, and they try. So look into my face, Marie Claire, and remember just who you are. Then go and forget me forever, but I know you still bear the scar deep inside, yes you do. I know where you go to, my lovely, when you're alone in your bed. I know the thoughts that surround you, 'cause I can look inside your